Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Held out a loving hand.
Welcome back. It's a little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Also, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. The new website is ageofthecustomer.com. Check that out, too, when you get a chance. I think you'll like what you find there, and you'll even find a way to buy the book. Several different ways, actually. Sheila Heen is here. She's our new friend. She's the founder of the Triad Consulting Group, a lecturer on law at Harvard Law School, the co-author of the new book, Thanks for the Feedback. Her co-author is Douglas Stone. It's all about the science and art of receiving feedback well. Sheila, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. You want to give us a website and tell us how the book can be found?
Yeah, so you can go to our author website, which is Stone and Heen, StoneAndHeen.com. And there, not only can you find information about this book, but also about Difficult Conversations, our first book, and resources for small business owners. You can download team guides so that with your employees, you can actually talk about how you're handling some of your most important conversations and how you're handling feedback and trying to grow and improve together.
Because the feedback goes both ways, right? You know, your subtitle says how the art and science of receiving feedback well. And, of course, we want our employees to receive our feedback well. But that presumes that somebody's giving the feedback, right? Is the next book on the art and science of giving feedback well?
Well, that's what's interesting, which is almost everything out there on feedback is about giving. And when you're trying to improve the quality of performance conversations in your organization, the usual fix is to teach givers how to give more skillfully, more persistently. But what we noticed was that actually, at the end of the day, it's the receiver who decides, you know, what they're going to let in, what sense they're going to make of it, and whether and how they're going to choose to change.
The receiver is the customer.
Nothing out there. The receiver is the customer, and as a leader, one of the best things you can do to become a better giver is actually to become a really skilled receiver, because
right.
you demonstrate for your organization what you value and that you're open to learning, and you become a role model.
Right.
And as well, right, you actually become a better leader, right? Because they're going to be hesitant to tell you. When you're the boss, people are hesitant to jeopardize their relationship with you, so you actually have to be more skilled at it for people to be willing to be honest with you.
So we're primordially wired to give feedback, but we're not necessarily primordially wired to receive it well.
Oh yeah, I have lots of feedback for what you need to learn, right? But it's hard for me to see my own blind spots to know what I need to learn.
Comes tripping off the tongue. Okay, I want to move over now. Sheila, we've got a lot more to talk about. I hope you'll come back another day and let's spend some more time on this. But before we go, I have to ask you, in your book you talk about the difference between the way men and women receive feedback. What's the difference?
Well, what's interesting is that when you look at the neuroscience, we are all wired very differently in terms of our sensitivity to feedback.
Yeah.
And individuals can vary by up to 3,000% in how sensitive we are in terms of how far we swing emotionally and how long it takes us to recover, or how insensitive we are, or I should maybe say even keel. Although if you're even keel, you don't care that I just called you insensitive, right? So it doesn't matter. Now, what's interesting is I don't know of any research that says that sensitivity cuts along gender lines. In fact, my co-author, Doug, and I actually are reverse on this from the stereotype. So he's quite sensitive to feedback. I'm pretty even keel. Being even keel actually means sometimes somebody needs to hit me over the head before I'll actually pay attention.
Wow.
So it's not necessarily better.
Yeah.
But when you get
so you're
people
saying
who
it's
are
not
very
it's
sensitive
not,
and
it's not,
not
gender so much gender related, it's just personality related?
Yeah, it's personality, temperament,
more
and wiring related.
More so than gender.
More so than gender, or it could be that particular study hasn't been done yet, but nothing I see in the research suggests a strong gender correlation, which is surprising.
That's very interesting. Well,
I guess there must be one.
When I think about it, I could see where a woman would be more likely to sit still for feedback, whereas a guy might not be willing to do that. But again, the more I think about it, I could also see why she wouldn't be any more receptive to accepting it than a guy would either. So that's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, she's sitting there. She's sitting there looking at you, but she's not actually accepting it, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And that's important, by the way, that getting good at receiving feedback doesn't necessarily mean you take the feedback. It means you get better at sorting it for what's valuable about it, rather than doing what we all do, which is wrong spotting. Like, all right, I'm going to come
wrong
up with
spotting.
10 reasons. What you're saying, this is wrong. The minute you get feedback, you think, do I have to worry about this? If it's right, I really have to worry about it. If I find something wrong with it, then I can set it aside and relax, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're really good at wrong spotting. Not even about the feedback itself, about who gave it to me, you know, who thought I wanted their opinion. They don't have any credibility. I don't trust their motives.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe where they gave it or how they gave it by text. Are you joking? And so we use all of those reasons to dismiss feedback. And you know what? 90% of it might be wrong. But that last 10% might be exactly what you need to hear, because it's getting in the way of being able to deliver whatever you're doing, your product, your service, to be a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually recommend that you first understand the feedback, then you can decide, make a good decision on whether to accept it or not. And understanding it is actually much harder than you would assume.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything easy about feedback, other than giving it. I don't think there's anything easy or even natural about accepting feedback. It's tough. It's hard. But you've got more to teach us, Sheila. I'd like to get you back on again soon. Let's expand this conversation a little bit more. Is that all right with you?
That would be great. I would love it.
Thank you for being here. Congratulations on the book. Thanks for the Feedback, folks, by Sheila Heen and Douglas Stone. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.